many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Radio BAM Series 28 Faction. We're in Philadelphia. I just got back from Spain. I'm here with Matt Skiba from Alkaline Trio. Here at the house with his best bud. Well, was best bud, Brandon Kelly. But now it looks like Brandon Novak.
I'm stealing him.
But hey, wait.
I'm stealing him, Matt.
You know what, though? We can trade. I'll be Bam's best bud, and you guys can...
Good.
It'll probably work out better,
It's
honestly.
A good idea, because...
It'll probably work out better.
I don't
that.
Need a friend who wrecks an $80,000 fucking car and give me a fucking bill.
So I agree.
You guys are trading off... Rich friends.
Because I'll go take that.
Tell me, poor friends. Brennan, stick up my defense. Come on, you're on my laptop.
No.
Talk.
It's fine.
Tell him. No, it's not fine.
I could let you.
You know what fine stands
up
for?
$6.
Fucked up, insecure, naive, and emotional.
You know what Novak does? He gives me this fucking ring, and he goes.
Bam. My mother bought it for me.
Shut up.
Bam.
He goes, bam.
Bam.
Bam. No, he calls me Bane when he's drunk.
Bane.
Yo,
Bane. B-A-I-N.
Yo, Bane.
Yo, Bane. My mother gave this to me. It's a $40,000 ring, and I want you to have it just to show my appreciation, because I'm sorry about wrecking your $80,000 car.
That's $500.
I get in the shower for 2 days, and the whole thing turns green.
I thought it would take
If
you
it turns green, that means it's fake as fuck.
Oh, no,
and then he goes,
$6 ring.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he goes,
I know it is a $6 ring, but in my heart, it's $40,000.
Fucking faggot.
Honestly, in my heart, I thought it would take way longer for you to figure out than 2 days.
Well, when you get a shower and then your hand turns green over a fucking ring that you claim is $40,000,
bam, I know the ring might be fake, but the gems are totally real.
The gesture is real.
The gems in it are totally real.
And B, who knows how Patricia might not be.
You sound exactly like each other. I can't even, if I close my eyes, I can't even tell who's talking.
It's because I got to listen to his pussy ass all day long.
Okay. Bane.
So that's A.
Yo, Bane.
The fact that I didn't know how long he would know until it was fake. Dude. And B, who knows how long Mother Patricia's going to be around?
How long are you going to be in jail for?
I got 25 more weekends and I have 6 months house arrest.
Well, what happens now about you hitting and running without a license?
I got to pay $700. I got the tickets yesterday.
So,
I got to pay $710.
But do you go to jail more?
If I don't pay it, I got to pay, yeah.
Have you ever had any weird homosexual weirdness come to your way?
Homosexual weirdness? Have you ever seen the tattoo I gave him? He has two gay rollerblades. Two gay rollerblades, fucking missionary style,
so
in
weird.
A fucking flower patch.
I'm getting off now that I asked about his homosexual weirdness in jail.
Brandon, sit over there, dude.
BJ, seriously.
Do you want to see my homo tattoos?
No.
Dude, if I had a dollar for every time somebody said, hey, you want to see my homo tattoos?
Let me tell you a funny story. The first time
I'd have a dollar.
The last weekend I went to jail, right? I have my Seattle buddy, a.k.a. Cleveland, a.k.a. wife's cheating on him, fucking everyone in town, Ryan over here. And
straight behind his back?
I know, right in front of his fucking fat face. So he's taking me to jail, right? And they have this romantic hymn song playing. Now I'm going through detox, so I'm smuggling in Suboxone, which like blocks all the opiates.
That's a good thing to say live on the radio.
I don't give a. I'm telling the truth. Fuck
he's
it.
A goddamn drug addict.
It's the truth. They know the deal.
You're on probation, dummy.
But they know it's cool.
The courts are gonna hear this.
I don't think anyone listens. Well, the probation people don't listen to Radio BAM.
So look at the tattoo.
I go in.
They're cool.
They tell me to drop, squat, and cough. I cough 3 times. They're so mesmerized by my tattoos, they don't even look at my asshole to see if anything pops out, which would have. But I have two rollerbladers.
Yeah, it
would
have been fucking hemorrhoids.
Missionary. It was big time hemorrhoid. They would have fucked. Like, it's two guys fucking. It's like, okay, say I'm fucking BAM like this. Eye contact. Way gay. But you know, bent over is not that gay.
You know, there's
they're
like
fully
a,
padded. Look at this, Ryan.
There's a new joke at hand now. Like that, what dude. You know that old joke.
Matt.
Like what's the hardest thing about telling your parents that you? What's the hardest thing about being a rollerblader?
That I'm gay as a $2 bill.
You know that joke. Everyone knows that joke. Now, what's the hardest thing about telling your parents that you have two rollerbladers fucking tattooed on your arm?
Okay, well, if you
like want to...
If there's a punchline, okay, please
if,
tell
if
me
if you
want
to talk about parents, I have to drive him to Baltimore one day, and I pull up in the Hummer on some random red light in some, like, ghetto-ass block. He goes, "See that motherfucker in the wheelchair?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "That's my fucking father."
Yeah.
He's like, "Fuck you, Dad, you fat piece of shit.
That two-bit piece of shit just died. Let me tell you how he died, and he deserved every minute of his fucking burn. Listen.
Is that your real dad?
Yeah, it's my real father. He's a fucking worthless piece
of
shit.
And you just happen to see him on the
and
street.
And I hope he rots in hell. Yeah, I swear to God, I point at the band. I'm like, see that piece of shit in a wheelchair? That's my father. This is how he died. He was a crack addict, right? And it was snowing outside. My grandparents owned a beautiful home with like 3 acres. You sell Christmas trees on them. Beautiful home.
It was a $900,000 home,
yeah,
right?
It had been paid off for years. He took a second mortgage on them because they got Alzheimer's. So he got them to remake their deal.
Alzheimer's.
He got Alzheimer's.
No,
that's like,
my grandparents did.
They didn't get ousted. They got
Alzheimer's. So long story short, my fucking piece of shit father named Jerome. My father's name was Jerome, but he tried to change my name to Jerome at 7 years old. My mother almost cut his fucking head off.
Was your dad black at all?
No, he was white, but he should have been black. So, anyways, long story short.
If you had what was
fucking,
coming to him.
He tried to.
I'll sum it up for you. He was hopped up on crack and he lit the whole fucking house down.
Because he saw
a $900,000 house.
He saw footprints outside chasing him, so he lit the house on fire. He burnt up with the house and died. Good riddance, Jerome. Rest in hell, faggot. I mean it too, bitch. Fuck you, Jerome. Faggot. Fuck you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
Well, you were supposed to be Jerome.
I'm not Jerome.
You're Jerome.
I'm Brandon.
Where's Minson been? You know, hey, Brandon.
What did your mom say when like
sit down, Brendan.
Like so, Matt, like so his dad. His dad has a fucking contract when he's 7 years old, and he's trying to make him sign it. And like, thank God his mom walked in and says,
intervened.
"What are you doing?" And he's like, "I'm making his name Jerome." It's like he's 7 years old. His name is already Brandon. He knows that now. Like you can't just change.
He
his
speaks
name to
English.
Fucking, but he's all fucked up on crack, thinking like, "No, he needs to be. His name needs to be Jerome."
Meanwhile, my mother's a supervisor at Nuclear Medicine Emergency Hospital. She's on the board. My brother works in the White House.
In English, please.
My brother works in the White House. He does pensions and benefits. He's a lawyer in the White House for fucking Obama. Like, I come from a high-class family, but my father was a crackhead, two-bit whore. To sum it up in small words for you guys who don't understand what I'm saying.
Weird, but like,
fuck.
I mean, obviously, Brandon's dad is probably the first ever white guy named Jerome that was a crackhead.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know any white dudes named Jerome at all.
No.
It's not racist. I mean, it's the truth.
No, yeah.
Do you know any white guys named Jerome?
We're not on a racist tip. No racism on this show.
No.
We don't talk about racism on this show.
Hey, some of my best friends are black.
Likewise.
Well, Lil Wayne's a fucking man.
Oh,
so.
He's a fucking man.
But yeah. But so,
Go on, Brenny. You're stepping on my wires and shit.
I know. I'm a little bit
tangled. Hey, Bam, is there any songs you want to play? And we got Matt.
Yeah, it's called Matt Skiba playing acoustic the fuck now. He's got his guitar.
Give us something.
I mean, let Matt tune it up.
I want to jerk off and come on Bam's
shit,
lap while you play.
Jesus, Novak. Did they tell you to shut up in jail now? All you can do is fucking
I know.
Talk.
How the fuck did you not get beat up in jail by now?
Because I'm quiet.
You're quiet?
Cause
last time
quiet
I checked,
you're
the exact thing except
Ready?
Quiet.
Now you're in jail.
They were like, hey, do you want to get raped in jail right now? He's like, no, I'm the quiet type.
Would you buy Chad I a present if you could have fucking
Would you like,
it?
Chad? I will.
I need a new fucking computer.
I'm not getting a new computer. I will give you a Christmas tree ornament.
I don't want that. I need a new computer.
That's a good gift.
You know what? Apple just bought me one. Guess what she bought me?
What?
A fat pink pig.
What?
Because remember I was seeing the pig?
Yeah, he hallucinated.
Minson.
He had Xanax withdrawal.
You know what?
In rehab.
You know what?
And he was feeding an imaginary pig, and the lady was like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I'm feeding the pig. They're like, what pig? The pig right here? And like, there is no pig, dude.
I thought a pig, Ryan.
So
I
they analyzed his brain and shit, figured out it was Xanax withdrawal.
I was feeding the pig, well, putting food on
the
floor.
We got a thing now because we were going to trade best friends.
Well, we already did, I think.
We did, but I don't
know. But I love him. I can't give him away.
Oh, it's already done. We already traded.
Okay. Hey, you're not going
me
nowhere.
Me and Matt are best friends.
No,
you're
not.
No, you can go fuck off. Give me $80,000, you motherfucker.
Brendan, you got 8 grand I could borrow?
No, I'm poor. But I've also been
Matt might.
Off.
Matt, let me borrow 8 grand.
Eight or 80 grand?
8 grand. You got 8 grand?
I can do 8 grand.
Eight grand?
80.
He said eight. He said eight. Eight's cool. What?
I didn't say eight. I said 80.
Eight's cool with you, right?
I mean, can you
is it cool with me? 8 to 80? Last time I checked, hell to the no.
Hell to the nizzle.
And there you have it on Radio Bane.
Novak, if you could just shut the fuck up for 5 seconds, he's going to play an awesome-ass tune.
Come on. Just,
Brandon's been trying to say something for 5 minutes. For is there something?
Well, you know, and I'm totally totally fine with you guys being best friends now. Like, I love you, but at least when Bam talks, I understand his English. You guys, you've said a bunch of things.
Well, what the fuck? I'm from Baltimore City. What do you want? 5 Zanny bars, 4 W's, 3 smokes, left 2 bags of books, and I lost Bam's brand new watch.
And do the listeners know that that wasn't Novak talking? No, they don't.
I think it's very clear that my microphone has actually been turned off.
I had to turn it down because there's only so many people can talk at once.
Matt Ski was going to talk with his guitar.
Brandon's sitting on Novak's lap, so you can't really see who's saying what.
I'm a real shithead. I would rather not.
So am I, dude. Cheers to all right, Matt. Cheers
that's
why
you two are best fucking friends
Yo,
now.
So am I, man. I know.
You don't understand. Like, when you were on stage, Novak was like, I need to meet this guy now.
Yeah.
No. I'm in love. We're cool. And the
well, let's skip
is,
all this bullshit. Let's go to a room and fuck.
No, we're cool.
What's Apple going to think about that?
Who cares, gay sex doesn't mean
Apple?
You're cheating, Ryan.
You're having
sex with Gwyneth Paltrow's child?
I'd fuck Gwyneth
Apple?
Paltrow, but
Apple.
I don't know about that. My girlfriend, I call Apple.
Oh, your girlfriend's name's Apple.
She's the apple of my eye, wind in my sails, all that blah, blah, blah bullshit.
She's a real fruit.
Oh, you got a lady?
Oh, big time.
I'm devastating. I guess it's another.
How about Mercy Me?
I guess it's another night alone.
Brandon, you'll never be alone near me.
I can try.
All right, so.
Can I go on record?
Tell them to quit talking and go get the fucking.
We don't need a play-by-play. You fat
dude, can you do? You
want to
do something else? And we'll figure out what we
want
to. When
I'll play. What I'll play it. Whatever you guys want. Is there a guitar pick in the?
We'll
in
get
the piece?
What do you need, Ryan?
I need a guitar.
Chad
pick.
Walks around with.
Chad,
picks.
Do you have a guitar pick?
You walk around with picks.
I'll find one.
I should.
Cleveland has
actually.
A pick.
Louis was teching for the last CKY tour. Do you have any picks, dude?
Hey, Alex,
your job.
Do you have the energy to yell to Cleveland to say?
Alex probably has
a pick.
Give me your smoke, my smoke.
This is.
Speaking of smokes, Rosie, can I have a smoke?
Right, well, let me have that.
I got this.
Oh, never mind, I got one.
Chad, I gave him one. Dude.
I ain't got much, but I got this.
I gave him a smoke.
Okay, great.
I wrote a song years ago that Brendan knows about. There was a drink that we were big fans of when we were friends in Chicago. It's called Old English 800.
You're kidding me. You're going to play this
Is that
song?
A 40 ounce?
Yes.
This
if you know how to party.
You're sipping on 40 ounces?
It's a 4 you're
like
sipping on a 40? You know it makes me horny.
Yeah, the other day Neil Hennessy asked me if you and me had ever played any songs together, ever. And I said, you know what? I think we maybe played that old English song.
Well, we used to live together, and we used to drink a lot of old English 800.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That being said,
I thought this song. Well, and I had this idea in my head that if I wrote a jingle for Old English 800, that they might use it. The only problem is that some skinny fucking honky from Chicago singing about malt liquor probably isn't going to sell malt liquor. Like, Colt 45, you know, you got Billy D. Williams selling Colt 45, and people thought it was a bummer when he
was that
like,
Lance Calrissian? Yeah.
Yes.
Lando.
Lando Calrissian. Yeah.
You truly belong with us among the clouds.
And I reference in one of my songs you like a Colt 45 you work every time. There was a commercial on television. I don't know why in white like middle America we had Colt 45 malt liquor commercials on television because who, like, outside from me and Brendan, who are you selling malt liquor to?
Yeah, no, we like, definitely bought, you know, it.
And
lot,
it was like,
though.
And yeah, it was like cool. Billy D. Williams, like, Colt 45 works every time. And then, like,
we're like, yeah, totally
and like
does.
6 months later, he like beat the shit out of some girl. And, you know, like, there's like
really?
The.
Matt was really into domestic violence. I stayed away from that shit. he was constantly.
Were you into domestic violence, Matt? Matt,
he was constantly pummeling hoes.
You know, yeah, I had a bit of a malt liquor hoe slapping. I was 170 pounds dripping wet.
Yes,
but I had my Colt 45 and right I would here. Slap some hoes.
Dude, when all right, Chad, when was the last time you drank a fucking 40? For real.
Like 1991.
1991?
I
think it was at least 2000 for me.
I can tell.
10 years ago is the last time I had a fucking 40. That is not
that's
a
what
lot.
I mean, yeah.
I have not had a 40 in a...
All right, that's Matt Skiba from Alkaline Trio on the guitar.
Alkaline Trio here.
You were, but me and...
Novak, I'm turning you off. Bam Bam, it's you
yeah,
and Matt.
Yeah, turn off Novak.
It's
tell him
you
to fuck
and Matt
off.
On the radio right now.
All
right,
tell Novak to fuck off
just
first.
You and Matt right now.
That's fine, but tell Novak to fuck off before you turn
Novak,
him off.
Novak, can please fuck off.
Okay.
I said please.
Oh, wait. Brandon Kelly needs to have some vocals.
Oh,
this.
He's got him. He's got him.
But turn off the Brandon one.
He's off.
I have
fucking
no fucking idea what we're doing.
Shit.
So, well,
I would love for you.
It doesn't matter. But the thing that I'm very proud of is
I will.
What
are you
proud of? We were living in gangland Chicago.
Oh yeah.
And we drank a lot of malt liquor.
I did that with you. Yes.
And I bought weed from my neighbors who were Latin kings, and we drank a lot of 40s together.
Oh, you
would
know,
stay on my couch. And
the best day of my life was the day that I went out to buy 40s for you and me, and the guy goes, I'm looking for one. And I was like, I don't know what that means. And he's like,
I'm looking for one.
One what?
And I was like, he was like, I'm trying to buy crack. He like he was totally like so like weirdly obvious about it. And he was like, I'm trying to buy crack.
By like, one, he meant a jumbo, which we
like,
know
oh.
what that is.
What's a jumbo?
I was
a jumbo
like, oh, well,
is
you don't know this slang yet.
Well, I'll say like me and Brendan lived. We grew up in Chicago together. And we lived in some pretty gnarly gang neighborhoods. There was a time when we lived on Albion, and which is a street in Chicago.
Another planet, right?
In all essence, it was another planet.
Sounds like one.
But we lived next to a crack house, and some of us.
That was awesome.
I'm not going to name names.
Hey, Matt, I'm just asking. What's the address of this crack, this very crack house that you're talking about? I mean, I just want to know.
So
when they brought the crack into our house,
but
we
got wet.
So we're
like,
in high tonight,
you
man.
I smoked crack.
Okay,
I've smoked crack before. We drank. We would drink. we would drink.
Did you like it? Did you like smoking crack?
Did not like it actually. I had friends that were really into smoking crack. I had friends that were really into shooting heroin.
Did you shoot heroin?
I never shot it.
Sniffed it.
I sniffed it.
What'd you think?
I smoked it. I didn't like it. And I'm really. I feel very fortunate I did not enjoy heroin. Never had it. I never.
Well, thank
tried
God, because you wind up like Novak.
It's not that cool.
The first time I did it, I was like, "Oh my God, this is amazing!" And the second time I did it, I was like, oh, this sucks.
But hang on. Everybody pause for 1 second. There's dried cum from Louis on this guitar.
Why would you tell him right now?
You
show me.
Why
where,
would
where.
Why
is
would,
that? That's the guitar.
That's not glitter.
Right, that's a guitar. Yeah.
No, it's dried cum.
No, I know. But we were hanging out earlier, and that
I came on Cleveland.
There was a guitar that I was shown that got jerked off upon.
We're talking about a guitar that I'm holding that my hands are on.
It only has two dudes Mercy cum me? From today on it.
Well, full of jizz. Is that what's happening?
Mercy me.
Well, if it's okay, like, I'm going to waste a little bit of time. But Brendan and I are Chicago kids. We live next to a crack house.
Do the one that you do the
We live next to a crack house. We smoked some crack. We drank some fucking 40s of Old English. And while I was high on crack and smoking or drinking Old English.
Smoking Old English.
I was smoking Old English.
That is high on crack.
It didn't go very far. Yeah, it was an ill-fated attempt.
Let's hear
But I wrote a jingle for Old English malt liquor.
Do you have it?
Which, you remember.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
I do not know.
You don't have to play it
right now?
No.
Yeah.
I do not. It's like E to A, right?
It's pretty simple. But I wrote a jingle for Old English 800.
And it's the greatest.
High on crack. In Chicago, so and no one's ever heard it before. So if you guys don't mind, I'm gonna play.
We're hearing it now live on Radio Bam Series.
Here you go.
This is cool.
Shut up, Novak, you fucking faggot. You owe me $80,000.
Cool. And if anyone who works at the Old English distillery plant,
dude,
I don't know,
listen,
the fuckery.
Hey, call me up.
There's not a single person that works at the Old English distillery that listens to satellite radio. Much less is white.
How do you know? Everybody listens to satellite radio.
So we'll start off with this, and Brendan, you remember the lyrics.
Hold on, before you start.
I know the lyrics. I don't know the chords.
Before you start, what did Novak say when he got to the ocean?
Now, Bam, how am I going to steal all of this?
And action.
All right, here we go.
O-L-D-E-N-G-L-I-S-H 800. Now I feel a whole lot better. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, no, let me start again.
Perfect.
O-L-D-E-N-G-L-I-S-H 800. Now I feel a whole lot better about myself. O-L-D-E-N-G-L-I-S-H 800. Now I feel a whole lot better about myself. Your charcoal filtered sun yellow malt liquor, you make my gray skies blue. I drink it daily as my liver's failing, but I don't give a fuck. Old English, I'm in love with you. Oh, LD. Hey, Brent, it's E.
I'm blowing it.
You're fucking up my scene. Because if anyone at the Old English.
Well, this is primetime entertainment,
yeah.
So that's good.
So, you sing.
When is the last time you've tried this song?
About 12 years ago.
Never.
Nice.
We've never done it together, but please sing it with me. I'm gonna.
It's a YouTube classic instantly right now.
Because if anyone hears this that works at Old English, I don't even know if they still make Old English.
Works at Old English?
Oh, they do.
All right, so you sing it with me, but I'm gonna do the chords because you're fucking me up. All right, here we go. O-L-D-E-N-G-L-I-S-H 800. Now I feel a whole lot better about myself. O-L-D-E-N-G-L-I-S-H 800. Now I feel a whole lot better about myself. Your charcoal filtered sun yellow malt liquor, you made my gray skies blue. I drink it daily as my liver's failing, but I don't give a fuck. Old English, I'm in love with you.
L-I-S-H 800. Now I feel a whole lot better about myself. O-L-D-E-N-G-L-I-S-H 800. Now I feel a whole lot better about myself. Oh, I drink it daily as my... Wait. Your charcoal filter, sun yellow, my liquor. You made my gray skies blue. I drink it daily as my liver's failing, but I don't give a fuck. Old English, I'm in love with you. Old English, I'm in love with you. Old English, I'm in love with you.
Yeah, yeah, man.
If that's not gonna sell malt liquor,
nothing
you know, malt liquor kind of sells itself.
Radio Morgan, Bammy, Series 28 Faction.
It's like methamphetamine.
So. Totally awesome,
Matt. You want to play another song?
Let's do Mercy Me. One.
Mercy Me,
big time.
We'll do
that's
Mercy
my
Me.
Favorite.
And you know,
and who the fuck said Crimson is not a, what? That's like my favorite one.
My favorite one too.
Well, who the fuck said that it isn't? Diehard fans?
No, I mean, you know, fuck. I mean, it's like
I like how you're cleaning the bottle that you're drinking from. Right
I know. Novak's disinfecting a fucking bottle of booze.
Just in case somebody weird drank from this.
I just disinfected it right
coming
in front
from a dude
of
who has fucking rabies, scabies, hep A, B, C, and D.
I
gotta tell you a story later.
Well.
I called Mandy this week, told her I have hepatitis C. She's like, I thought that was a lie. I thought it was for the book. I'm like, because the apple caught
me. It's hepatitis B, and I took interferon. Like, I told you, and I got rid of it.
I'm like, no, I really have hepatitis C. And she's like, you should have died instead of my brother. I hate you. Die, fucking what? Piece of shit. And
scumbag.
Then, therefore, I haven't heard
from her. Pretty dark.
Now carry on, Alkaline Trio.
You know what, though?
Yeah, party.
Brandon, say more racist jokes.
Wait.
Come on. Now, let's do some more fucking music.
Yeah, let's do something good. Like,
what do you say to a Novak in a three-piece suit? Will the defendant please rise?
I did just come home from prison this weekend.
Well, and I think it's amazing the guy that does jail time on a regular basis is wiping off the top of the Jack Daniels bottle.
I saw Chad do it.
That's no bad logic.
Chad's
allowed to do it. You're not allowed.
But you
know,
you're
a fucking jailbird scumbag, Baltimore City faggot.
Yeah, like do you wipe off the bologna sandwich and the apple? Like
I try to take as many Xanax.
I'm not trying to be a dick, but I've been to jail and I know what happens.
I would never
in
take
there
you as a dick.
I don't know what the bologna
the more you
sandwich
talk,
and
the happier
apple
I am.
Is,
you know what the bologna sandwich and the apple is? That's what you eat when you're in jail.
They call it a pig's tongue. Gross. They call it the pig's tongue. So I wake up in the morning like, oh, breakfast. I'm like, what is it? Like pig's tongue. I'm like, anybody want this?
Well, yeah, I was.
Why do you bury a Novak 8 feet deep instead of 6? Because deep down he's a good person.
That's the truth, man.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
and people,
Jesus Christ!
People ask me,
my pants.
How long have you been a vegetarian?
Never.
I was like, well, I was vegetarian for a few years, and then I went to jail and ate a bologna sandwich. And then when I got out, I was vegetarian again. You get
dude,
an
I'm
apple and
what,
a fucking bologna
I,
sandwich.
I discern,
that's
before
so
you, I
weird
because
that's
song
like. Exactly. I got the same story, but that's when I started sucking dicks.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's why me and you were sleeping in the same bed tonight.
We got
Brendan
something in common, my friend.
Brendan, that's why we're sharing rooms tonight, asshole.
And you're come fucking on, been sitting on each other's lap for a fucking
that's
half
how,
hour.
That's
we're
how,
sharing rooms
I know,
tonight,
we're
aren't you?
Brendan, we're sharing rooms.
While
yeah
Brandon strums a cummed on
dick
guitar.
You're not sucking my dick, I'm sucking yours, and we're 69 in cummed a major
on
way
by me and Lawrence.
Yeah. I'm going to swallow your load, you swallow mine, we'll be best of friends.
Do you guys have a lighter?
Brandon's
I do.
Oh, a lighter.
Come us
light
a song.
Light your cigarette first, though. Fuck.
Come us another song.
We'll let Bam go on
but,
tour with Alkaline
Mercy
Trio.
Me.
Brent, Mercy Me. You. Brent, you know the... I mean, whatever. It doesn't have to be perfect. Obviously, I just played a jingle that I wrote for Old English 800 that I actually... There was a time where I was fucked up enough on Old English 800 that I thought I could sell that song to those people. But if they took one look at me, they'd be like... I'm like, I smoke crack. And I drink 40s of Old English. That's not good enough.
When was this?
This was it's a true story. This was
how much money were you spending a day in crack for real?
I actually didn't spend any money on crack, and I've never really.
It's cool. I'm just curious.
No, well, we lived. We were all, and you remember this, Brendan? We were living in Chicago. We lived next to a crack house.
Yeah, I mean, like the crack was just kind of coming in and going out. It wasn't.
I just
we weren't like.
Norman is coming in and going out of the crack.
Which like now I'm just coming into crack when I hang out with Brendan.
No, we were crack users.
I mean,
there's no bullshit
what
like
the
that.
Fuck? You think it stays in your body forever, you dipshit?
We weren't like specifically.
I love you, but goddamn,
I've never really liked smoking crack.
Smarter than you.
But we live
specifically into crack.
Well, what were you into, Brendan?
Just into fun. And like every now and then,
I picked the wrong best friend.
Shit got a little dark.
That was a horrible answer.
See, I picked a good best friend.
I know.
Yeah,
wait,
you two are fucked, man.
You lined up at the short end of the stick.
I love you.
But come on, dude.
No, we're cool.
Crack doesn't just come in and go out, dude. It's a part of your life.
If you guys want to talk about crack, why don't you go get a fucking room so Matt and Bam can fucking talk and play a fucking song then?
Oh, yeah.
Mercy me. But the thing is, in all seriousness, we lived next to a crack house, and it was something that I've tried pretty much every drug there is on the planet, and I'm very thankful that I never got. Yeah, I mean, like, whatever.
I even talk to him,
but I didn't like crack. I smoked crack one time, and I thought it was I felt like I was going to die.
I felt like
my heart was going to explode.
It lasts 3 minutes.
It was horrible.
And then you want more. Yeah. Like,
I didn't want more.
$1 billion,
I was ashamed of myself, and I never did it again. I actually smoked crack like one time.
I'm right there with
but
you.
But I have.
Didn't you only do it once too?
I only did it once. Someone gave it to me, and I'm like, if I can barely come up with $10 a day to shoot heroin, I'm not going to come up with $5 every 20 minutes to smoke crack. Like, it's impossible. So I just didn't do it. I was right there with you, bro.
I really didn't like it.
I
tried
the
it.
High, but I just didn't like the fact that I couldn't. You know,
I like the high. I just didn't like the guy.
God damn!
But like,
that's right. Let's do some writing later.
But it was a fucking dark scene. And
I love you, man.
I love you too.
I like the high, but I did not like the guy.
But it was a fucking gnarly scene. And I tried it, and I was like, I feel horrible right now. I feel like I'm gonna die. I want to call my mom. And like,
people that come with it are the worst.
Our neighbors who we lived next to a crack house, and they gave us some crack because we would.
You were white.
Well, free crack. Come on.
And they were white too. No, it was white people.
It's not getting free crack.
They were white. Like they were
like crack.
You gotta try it.
If it's free, it's not crack.
What is it, Brendan? What would you say it is, Brendan?
I don't know. It's just, you know.
But I thought it was fucking horrible. It made me feel terrible, and I'm really glad that I didn't like it. I smoked it once. Some of my friends, Brendan was not one of them. As much as we're messing around with each other, we never, like, we smoked crack together, and I was like, that is the worst thing I've ever done to myself.
Right.
And I'll never do it again.
What we're trying to do is like bring the like the hype of crack down.
It
like,
sucks.
Because everybody thinks crack's so great.
No, it's terrible.
No one thinks that
shit. All we're trying to do.
Everyone knows crack is the most fucked up drug.
This dipshit shot up bleach one time because he was living with some 50-year-old black lady. And no, but he couldn't let her find out. That he had heroin because she was going to do it all. He had to hurry up and do what he had left.
I was
and
stealing
he,
her spoon.
He cleaned out. He cleaned out the
her
the
spoon.
Needle with heroin.
With bleach.
And then,
then
he put the bleach in
bleach.
It, and then he shot up
and
bleach.
I had a cup of water and
he couldn't call the police because he had a warrant out for his arrest.
You know what, dude?
I shot 50 cc's of bleach.
And you know what? I'm really glad that I'm sitting across the room from you and that everything's cool. And you wrecked Bam's S-Class and, like,
I still hate you, and you're sitting right next to me.
But
fuck.
You know
your
what, dude?
Really
in all seriousness, I'm really glad you're still sitting here with us because it would be a fucking bummer. Well, you might still be pissed off.
No, we all are glad because I've lost.
You're a good guy. You're a good guy,
and he has every right to be mad at me, and I don't take anything.
But if there's anything I can do to repay you, let me know.
Yeah, pay me back.
If a guy, I said I can't do that.
I
said I would.
Go down to the. Go down to the fucking Mercedes dealer and get me a new S-Class.
Exactly.
Well, I cannot do that, Bing.
I said,
but I can do anything else.
I said, let's work out a payment plan. He said, fuck you.
I'll repay you in any way I can, except I can't pay you back 80 grand.
Not on weekends either.
I'll pay you in hugs.
I'm off on weekends.
Bam, I'll give you every hug I could possibly imagine.
I'll take a bullet for you. God damn.
Let me tell you.
A bullet? Well, then go get 80
of them. A bullet of what?
And then give me my 80 grand.
Matt's rich.
Oh, all right, but I'm
poor.
Yeah,
I'm game.
But yeah, smoking crack sucked, and I'm glad.
I need your mic again.
I money
there you go.
You
public
tonight.
Message from Radio Bam, from Alkaline Trio, and Brennan. Crack is not great.
Crack is horrible.
Crack is okay. I did heroin.
It's okay. Not great.
Well, okay. This is, I don't know if anyone can tell the difference between our voices, but this is Matt Skiba speaking.
Hi,
I did
Matt
not
Skiba.
Like crack. You go now. You
I'm
say
not,
whatever you want about
I'm
it.
Matt Skiba.
I think crack sucks.
Crack was great.
Terrible.
I love it.
Like, it was named after
the
something
Matt
that,
Skiba
it's like, it's named after something
crack.
That I poop out of, you know, like, I'm not, it's not cool. And heroin was like the same kind of vibe, like, not cool. Not a good time.
Not a good time.
Love crack.
Chad, let's rock this shit out with ending with Alkaline Trio right here at Radio Bam Series 28 Faction live at the house.
Hey, play as
is this
as
Mercy
want,
Me?
Man, if you're feeling it.
Mercy Me, do you know the chords?
Yes, but yes.
Totally. I'm gonna I wish I did a really. I wish I had like a really good Michael J. Fox impersonation in my quiver because I'd do like the. Your kids are gonna love it.
It's so funny that you say quiver because I mean a good Michael J. Fox impersonation is very quivery.
Yeah, that was fucking funny. So let's play a song.
Very touche, Brendan. Very touche.
No.
Follow me for the changes.
Okay.
He looks ready to follow.
And
Bam, thank you for having us.
Fuck
and,
yeah, man.
And
anytime.
And I'm honored to be here with you. And I'm honored to call you a friend. And Mercy Me, we played it tonight, not very well, but we're gonna give.
I would like to disagree. It was spectacular.
All right. Well. Do you need to watch me for the changes, or does it matter?
Of course he has to watch you.
I have no idea.
Look at the condition he's in. Of course he's got to watch you.
This is
going to
be.
You watch him for the changes, we'll watch you for your diaper changes.
There will be a certain point where I completely stop doing everything. I think you
should study. Just pay attention to his hands.
don't pan me down. Don't be a dildo. Come on.
Hey, man, don't be a dildo about this, okay?
This is a fucking tease.
All right, let's rock out.
It's been a long day living with this. It's been a long time since I felt so sick. I took a long walk straight back home. I could have walked back to San Francisco. I used to long for time alone. I used to long for a place of my own. And I'm losing faith in everything. I'm lost, so lost, lost at sea, you see. I used to long for broken bones. I used to long for a casket to call my own. I never had a problem face to face, but I'm dying over and out my dear. Oh, mercy me. God bless catastrophe. There's no way in hell we'll ever live to see through this. So
God tonight is not that far away. And I just picked up your pen earlier today.
Yeah.
think I took a long walk straight back home. I'm gonna walk straight back to Chicago.
Philadelphia.
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 That's what was gonna happen.
Are we stopping?
Yeah.
No, you're continuing. And 3, 2, 1, go.
It's been a long time living with this. It's been a long time since I felt so sick. I took a long walk straight back home. I could have walked back to Philadelphia. Yeah. I used to long for
a time
alone. I used to long for a place of my own. And I'm losing faith in everything. I'm lost, fucked without you. Oh, mercy me. God bless catastrophe. There's no way in hell we'll ever live to see through this. So drive yourself insane tonight. It's not that far away. And I just filled up your tank earlier today.
Hell to the motherfucking triple yeah.
Hold on. Wait, no. You know the root notes? This is like the solo part?
Yeah.
You go. You do that. You cool. Do that. All ready?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Catastrophe. There's no way in hell we'll ever live to see through this. So,
that's
me.
Your part. That's
not
your
so
part.
No, hey, wait. I just filled up your tank earlier today.
Brendizzle.
Yes, dear.
You're playing a guitar with cum on the string.
There's so much jizz on my string.
You have all of Lawrence's cum on the string.
Drive yourself insane tonight. It's not that far away. And I just filled up your cum early today.
All over Cleveland strings.
Have you seen that
hell to the fuck yeah.
I mean, have you seen how much semen is on my guitar?
Yeah, mine and Lawrence.
We can see, man.
You know how hard it was to do? Because you kept spying on me, man.
No.
But, I mean, like...
I was
trying to jack one out, and you were spying on me.
I took two minutes.
He was. He kept spying on me. Yeah, because you kept spying on me. That's why I took too long.
If it wasn't hard enough to play that song while I was completely...
I wasn't hard enough to play that song.
Let me help you. Matt, how many more dates do you have on this acoustic tour you're doing without your rest of your band?
None?
We did three dates.
We did three dates.
Right?
We did...
That's it?
We did Chicago, we did New York, we did Westchester.
Oh, and why we, all the way up here? Well, you're from L.A., right? Or you're living there?
I live in Los Angeles, and it was like kind of a last-minute thing. I went out to my mom. I grew up in Chicago. My folks still live there. I went back for Thanksgiving and not to get, you know, all hippie, but my folks are vegetarians. I'm a vegetarian. We had a tofurkey.
Yeah, but do
we
they
had
smoke
tofurkey
weed?
Day. Yeah, they smoke weed.
Well,
we got stoned, now we're
getting hippie.
We got stoned and ate tofurkey I brought my beautiful girlfriend home. It's the first time I've brought
I must say she is hot as fuck.
Yeah, you know what? And I said that to her. It was like Bam and I.
Yeah, coming from a dude from jail who has rabies, scabies, Heps A, B, and C, and D.
I think it would make great sense on a threesome. What do you think?
But no, but
that sounds like a great idea. He's gonna do it.
But that's the thing, and I'll say this: like Bam and I, like, you know, we met a couple years ago, and we had a thing. Like we have a thing that. You know, we were talking about Bam. We were in the kitchen in Bam's house, and he was telling me about when he was a kid, knowing that he was going to be a professional skateboarder. You knew that was going to happen.
Well, and that's what you said. You said that you knew exactly what you wanted
to do at the age of five.
I knew that I wanted to be a skateboarder at the age of 7.
Yeah,
I think that if you don't know what the fuck you want to do by
the age of
20,
what you said,
then you're just...
like,
well, do and commit.
I don't know what I like.
You got to
like,
commit to, yeah, regardless of what you know.
You got to commit at the age of 7 or 5 or
there's a thing that there is a thing that's inherent in your being, and I think it's a reason that Bam and I are friends, and like, you know, it's like as you are like a famous guy, you're in movies and stuff, but when you when I watch you skate, and like to this day,
he just came.
It's a real thing. You cannot fake that. Like, you cannot bust. It's not bullshit. Like, you bust because that's in your being. When I was a kid, and Brendan, hold on a second. I'm being serious. Like, when I was a kid, we were hanging out in the kitchen, and I used to have these visions of myself being in the back of a tour bus. When I was a little kid, I'd never been on a tour bus in my life, but I could see myself traveling and playing music. And Bam said to me, like, when I was a kid, like, I, you know, we were like, we both grew up skating, but you knew that you like, when I watched you skate before we were friends and before you were the jackass guy or like whatever, you were a pro skater, and I would watch you just fucking bust on shit. And it's a real thing. Like, you can't, you either have it or you don't. And when you have that thing and it's part of your life and you get successful and rich and famous, like, what it all boils down to is something that you do that you cannot fucking fake. And for me, like, playing music, I my heart's in it. It's who I am. And it's something that I envisioned when I was a young kid. It's something Bam envisioned when he was a kid. Like, I'm going to be a pro skater.
We don't all get that. There's a lot of people who have talent and envision the stuff, but they don't get it. I mean, a lot has to do with luck as well. And we've all been very lucky, right?
We've been very lucky. And I do think that there is luck, but I also think that there's a thing that when you believe in yourself and you
I think
have,
it's all about timing.
Yeah. It's you're in the right place at the right time.
Timing.
And it also exactly. And it has a lot to do with the way that you were raised. And we're like, both of us are party animals, and we have like we rage and have a good time. But at the end of the day, what do you really love to do? You love to skate. You'll jump off of fucking cliffs and stuff and let people film it or whatever. But when you skate, it's a very pure thing. When you play music and people are touched by it, it's a very pure thing.
Dude,
and that's
you know
what
I like about tonight? You connected with the entire crowd. You made eye contact with every single person in the crowd, and you'd pick one single person, whether it's like a fat dude or a hot chick, it doesn't matter. You'd say,
pretty much
this song is
dude.
Devoted to you. You know, like, and they fucking appreciate it big time. Yeah, I see it. I watched it.
And we have a mutual thing. It's like how Bam and I became friends. It's like, you know, everybody knows who he is, but there is a very, like, sincere, there's like a spirituality with skating and with music. Like, I
so if we're on such the same page here, why the fuck am I friends with Novak?
Well,
prison pussy.
This fucking motherfucker. Why am I friends with him?
Well, you know.
And why is he sitting so close to me?
And Novak, dude, like,
he's my best friend, but AKA I want to kill him.
You want to kill him, but you don't. And, like, the thing, and I told him we were in the kitchen right out, like, while we were talking about this shit. It's like, who else in your life is going to wreck your fucking brand new S-Class?
Yeah, an asswipe like him. He's my walking, you know what? He's my walking television set. I want to tape a rectangle around his head because he's my walking television set.
My television
set
never wrecked.
You know what?
But now my television set costs $80,000. Asshole.
Oh, that should be 3D.
You guys love each other. And me and Brendan, we grew up together. It's like you can.
Well, it looks like things are different now. It looks like Brendan and Brendan love each other.
Well, but you can do no wrong. And that's the other thing, too. It's like, no matter what happens, you're like a rich, famous guy, but you're still like with all your homies you grew up with. Because
I grew across the street from a sewer factory for 20 years.
That's right.
I know the value of a dollar.
Matt Bam has stayed legit to fucking his boys.
You stayed legit to your friends. Yeah. You are a true. You're a true heart.
I want to end it with this story. Remember when you went to DK Diner? Oh, now you do.
The Dick
Remember
Diner.
When you went to DK Diner?
Dick Diner.
I stay up with this guy through thick and thin. Trust me. If you talk bad about him in front of me, I'll be the first to tell you to shut the fuck up. Now go ahead and talk.
So first of all, he's hopped up all night.
I haven't slept for 24, 48 hours.
He decides to go to DK Diner with like a few people that I don't even know who the fuck they are. But anyway, this is what he overhears at the diner.
People sitting behind me. And like, oh, that fucking Ben Margera, he's a real piece of shit, you know. He gets shown MTV, he fucking moves out of town, he pays all the people to do shit. And they don't know that I've been up for 48 hours. I'm really not on my rocker.
They don't know that.
But I said to him,
unless they were stalking you.
Yeah.
Like,
so I say to him, I'm like, wait, what'd you say? I'm like, I don't want to intrude on your conversation, but what'd you say? And they repeat it. I'm like, well, let me tell you the truth.
But I'm a weird drug addict that is sitting in the next booth.
I'm like,
and I'm gonna turn around.
Let him.
But wait, yeah. Let Brendan finish what he's saying, because I think what you're saying is legit.
Yeah, this is legit.
It's super legit.
And this is the truth. I said, let me tell you the truth.
And it's
I said, can you repeat what you said to me? Like, yeah. And I acted like I still didn't know him. And they said, the Ben Margera guy, you know, he came from Westchester. He fucking gets shown MTV. Yeah, he's a pro skater. He makes all his money. And now he moves out and doesn't give a fuck where he came from. And I'm like, well, let me tell you something. A, I'm his best friend. B, I live with him. He supports me. And he has nothing but my best interests at heart. And you know what? He still lives fucking three blocks from here, you fucking idiot. Now go back and
change. How could I forget where I came from if I live where I came from?
And that's the thing.
And then what I ended on...
I still live where I came from.
What I ended on, I said, and I think you're about 20 minutes late on that oil change. Now go back to Jiffy Lube and change that oil, you fucking idiot.
That is not a motherfucker out for this.
And that's the thing. And we had the choice. Me and Brendan did these shows, and we came to Westchester to play at Bam's Club.
Yeah.
Where he grew up. I met Bam's mom and dad. Like, I was at the VMAs one year, and they, like, Bam never introduced me to his parents, and I went up to him, and I was but you were, like, doing your thing. You were, like, doing some thing for MTV and being, like you're doing your duties as, like, famous guy, which
Bam
isn't
here.
Who you are, but you were doing your thing. And I went up to April and Phil, and I was like, hey, I'm friends with Bam, you know, like... It's nice to see you, man. That he's a good shit, man. And it's nice to meet you. You know, you brought your kid up right. You are though, dude. You are. It's legit. It's like, yeah.
Well,
you
I'm
are,
a good shit. Novak's a fucking piece of shit.
Dude, I have a heart of gold.
But you're like
a heart of gold.
If my heart was saved,
owed me $80,000.
If you're willing to die right now, I would give you my heart.
But
I don't want your heart. I want $80,000.
I'm
silly saying.
And we'll work out a payment plan.
A payment plan?
Yeah.
You can't even give me $8 right now.
It's Radio.
Bam!
Ryan Dunn. This is Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam.
I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Swasso from Chapel Hill. Swasso. Straight up. They played last night at The Note. Fucking awesome. And now I have a purple jacket.
Well, Swasso was in town doing their gig as a Prince cover band. And how long have you been doing that?
For about 6 months now.
Six months. Touring with it and then playing your originals before all the time?
All the time.
The best part is they open up as their original band and then they come back on as Prince cover band.
And we dress close. Up too. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
And they change all their gear.
No, and like to be a Prince cover band, you got to be pretty fucking good musicians, and I fucking witnessed it, and they're all very good musicians.
Thank you.
That's for damn sure.
Even the drummer has a sweet ass voice and plays the guitar.
That was surprising to hear him.
Where's Cleveland's pussy ass
humming some Bieber today?
Some Bieber this morning. Yeah. Well, I woke up on the couch to.
What was the second song that you sung?
Oh, Louis wakes up to Taylor Swift.
Let's do that.
Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Oh, that's working, but are you going to sing too? Okay, so, all right.
Singing your mic with you, baby.
All right, good.
So am I actually doing this?
Lawrence, you got to sing this too.
Hell,
where's Lawrence?
This is actually happening.
Yeah,
this is Swasso morning drunken hungover jam.
Hungover jam, Swasso.
Yeah.
Tune that.
We can tune that up. That's how Cleveland tunes it.
Fuck Cleveland.
Well, listen to that. That'll happen when you're recovering.
Lawrence, get over here.
That was tuned by Methadone.
Is there a mic on now? Here. There, that sounds nice and sexy. That's good.
That's so close enough right
that's
there.
That's close enough. Ready?
Right there. Ooh.
I'm glad you're going to have to tune this for me, guitar player.
Oh, my goodness.
Bam, tell a story while they tune.
Well, I don't want to now.
Well, the story I have to tell is going to be long. Do you want me to tell it?
It's going to be long. All right.
There you go. Just do that.
There you go.
Okay.
Sorry.
Now that I got my proper Britney Spears headset mic, I can do this.
Lawrence, don't do the hurting of the cat.
No hurting of the cat on Radio Bam, Sirius 28.
Ready?
Getting dick glitter all over my fingers.
I would say that's what she said, but I'm just going to specify that's what you say.
We painted all over Cleveland's guitar. It says, you have a horrible wife in pink and glitter.
He hasn't even woken up yet, has he?
No, he had to go to work.
Oh, shit.
He'll be back. Don't worry.
Oh, baby.
I'm worried sick.
Oh, I've been worried sick about
it. All right, Swaz is going to do some morning jams. What do you got? Louie, what's your favorite?
Some Britney Spears.
Lawrence, I want you to feel it of Arabia the Third upon Longwood Esquire.
Sing with me?
Yes, I'm going to sing with you.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know? Something wasn't right here. Oh, baby, baby, I shouldn't have let you go. Now you're right outside. Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know now. Just because my loneliness is killing me. And I must confess, I still believe. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time. Oh, baby, baby, the reason I breathe is you. Girl, you got me blinded. Oh, pretty baby, there's nothing that I wouldn't do. It's not the way I planned. Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know now. Just because my loneliness is killing me. And I must confess, I still believe. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time. Oh, baby, baby, how was
That's not
good.
Right.
Here we go.
You suck.
I must confess.
Get off stage.
My loneliness is killing me now. Don't you know I still believe that you would be here? Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Also,
there's a hell to the triple, yeah.
Yeah, there was a blurb in there because I'm a fucking drummer.
All of my dignity.
No, dude, it was perfect.
So I just recently flew from London to Philadelphia on a Virgin Airline flight, and there was actually a bar on the fucking flight, and I was so happy about it that I could sit on a bar on the airplane. So I meet this Iranian chick.
Sorry, starts bad.
And she's like 18 or something, and she's sleeping right next to her mom, like in a bed. I wind up next to her, making out with her. Her mom wakes up. She gives me a sleeping pill. I go to the bathroom, lock myself in it, fall asleep in the bathroom. They're trying to fucking jimmy the lockout because I'm asleep in there for like 4 hours in the fucking bathroom.
Did you tell them what happened?
I wrote a note to Richard Branson saying it was the best airline ever, and they said they'll never let me on ever again. I seriously went to Sunset Marquee, saw Richard Branson, and wrote him a note saying that he has the greatest airline ever. And the stewardess said he's never allowed on the flight ever again because I blacked out in the bathroom and locked myself in there. After I'm making out with some Iranian chick and the mom wakes up and I'm just in the bed with her.
me, that seems fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, apparently the stewardess didn't like it very much.
She was just jelly, man.
Then I take Andy McCoy, this dude from Hanoi Rocks. I take him onto a flight from Finland to Berlin. He lights up a goddamn cigarette. He doesn't even go to the bathroom to try to hide it. He just lights it up. They're like, you get a $5,000 fine for that. He's like, well, then if I get a $5,000 fine, I'm going to fucking finish it. And he did.
What about him snoring?
He's from Finland. Finish it. Get it?
You're simple.
Oh, I know it. Girls like that.
I had Andy and Angela sleep in my bed with me, and fucking Andy was snoring, but he was snoring saying fuck. He, like that. He was going, fuck. 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 I'm not kidding. I want to be around him all the time.
Wearing as that trick-or-treat gear.
Oh, yeah, my mom says I look like trick-or-treat these days.
Dude, I walk outside the one morning, she's like, this shit's got to stop, and his Halloween trick-or-treat outfit looks ridiculous.
This is my outfit, man. Well, I like the purpleness. I'm stealing this.
It's yours.
Well, I gave you a jacket,
too. I
know,
too. We traded.
We traded. Listen. And if you ever want it back, you could have it back. That's but I'm having it for now.
It looks good on you.
I love it. Fits perfect.
You know what you traded him with?
Yeah. My wedding jacket.
The jacket you got married in.
Yeah.
That's how awesome.
But this is goddamn Purple Rain, dude.
I understand, dude. He does it right. You know?
Can't deny the Purple Rain.
If he wasn't a good musician, I would say, get that fucking wedding jacket back. What are you going to do? Yep. Oh, hold on to your wedding jacket.
Oh, it's so rad how you wear all black and then you have this white-ass guitar, dude. It looks so rad.
I call it reparations. Give me my money, bitch.
Oh, man.
What do you call your guitar? Reparation. Yeah, you look good.
That's a sweet ass guitar.
Yeah, thank man.
You. What kind is it?
It's white.
It's a Wesley.
And no shit is white.
Part of the reparations. Yeah,
Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top gave me a guitar and he never even autographed it, so I gave it to this guy named Taylor from the Moxie, and my brother's like, you're a fucking idiot. Go get that back right now.
But Jess is still furious.
I can't be an Indian giver. I gotta let him have it.
Is that racist?
I know.
Is it?
I don't know. I mean, how do they give?
That's what people say.
It sounds racist.
Well, edit it out then.
No, I'm joking. It's like an Indian burn. You know?
It's an Indian burn.
It's like an Indian burn.
Is that
you can't sit Indian style, they say in school.
Yeah.
Why not?
They changed that to like cross-legged or something.
Cross-legged.
Yeah, Indian style.
Sit cross-legged.
Let's hear some more Swazo. Chapel Hill, North Carolina, represent Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. What song is this?
Aren't they on tour?
We're on tour.
Where do you got to go now?
We're going to go to New York City today.
Well, what if we do a kidnapping?
What if you just come with us?
Did you come with us?
He's notorious for kidnapping.
This is certified kidnapping, last time I checked.
Impossible.
This is called TRJ in honor of New York City. Here we go.
Let's rock and roll.
It's destiny, but who are they to even dare speak for me? Well, they don't know of the pain. So watch your love, just get right up.
listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
Bam! And now back to Radio Bam. Thing. Faction.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Radio Bam Series 20 Faction. Suazo, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Chad.
No.
What was that?
That was not me. It was a bass player from Suazo making noises on his fucking mic.
Now you're blaming it on them. You're throwing them
damn
under
it,
the bus.
Jamie. Man, I'm standing.
It was the unplugging of the iPhone.
We got two minutes here. Let's do a beatbox and have production do some rapping.
Suazo utility drummer.
Look, he's a man of all crafts. Yo, 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 yo. This fucking industry is whack to the core, to the point where I don't even want to rap no more. They tell you what to buy, you buy half the stores. I cast the first stone with my plastic sword. That's my pen, you fucking idiots, I'm too complex. Few rude comments leave you confused and stressed. It's rude, I guess. Execs know I'm right, holy shit, no, he's white. This is where we fight. Music, give a damn, color again. And I got a few friends, brothers and fans. They'll tell you the same, I'm like Rocky Boxing. I endure more pain than an Oxycontin. Rope a dope, these dopes, I'm ready to scrap. Broke a throat when I choke, making you tap. And the ref is left, and you're on your own. I'm on my own throw microphone that I own. Come on now, Tuck, I go and shoot some roids. Just an adrenaline rush will boost the boy. Get back all our troops that you deployed. I'm an intelligent rapper, music's Freud. You'll get beat like the beat, abused the noise. Too weak for the streets, cue the noise. Just my moves, Lloyd, better move, avoid. Elude the boy, done or prove your coy. Back and I'm sick with it, not black and I still spit it. Every track is real, get the facts, my skill flipped it. Ill written amongst my thoughts. Few for your soul, here's a lunch for your son. Push punk faces in the pumpkin sauce. Come through with your whole crew, try and jump the ball. Ask Mr. Smith, grab, hit my cunts and balls. Smash it, fat lip, and still dunk my balls. Drunken calls got me up at 4 a.m. Not looking for a whore to spin, maybe I won't worry him. Still boring when I end the life of a thug. Fast fist, Brad Pitt, I fight in the club. Fighting a thug, and awaken the power. I can't wait to devour 80 of these cowards. Start taking a shower, Kurt's in the place. Plus it's worth a taste of fucking dirt on your face.
Just dance, gonna be okay. Just dance, gonna recommend. Just dance, gonna be okay.
Yo.
Hell to the end.
that was all freestyle?
Holy
fuck
shit.
Yeah.
Was that
Radio
freestyle?
Man,
that was
Series
freestyle.
That was fucking sick.
That was
signing
fucking
off
sick.
With Suazo,
like
Chapel
Lloyd
Hill,
line.
North Carolina.
Thanks,
check them out, motherfuckers.
Thanks,
that was
Bam,
fucking great.
Us on.
Yeah,
thanks,
yeah,
Chad.
Well, you're kidnapped.
Thank you,
sir. Yeah, we're kidnapped.
You're not going to New York City.
We're going to get sued tonight.
We're going to get sued. Like, where the fuck is the band?
They're kidnapped. That's what happened.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.